Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Well, Judge, Mason County Commissioners had their regular meeting.
We sure did, Lynn. It was a busy meeting. We worked on a lot of things, and we got started on our courthouse rebuilding project. We had a meeting last Thursday with the Texas Historical Commission representative, our architectural firm, and our project manager group, and finalized the funding agreement for the courthouse with which had to make a change be made because we got the money from the legislature, which is going to help us. And we also have had a little bit of a reduction in the cost of what we think it's going to take to put the courthouse together again. But we're still going to be looking at around that $20 million figure when we finally get to it. And we have now hired a company to come in as general contractors, and then we have a company that's going to build the metal trusses for the roof. We hope that they come in here. They're talking about maybe around the 1st of December, the end of November, and start putting up scaffolding and then the concrete beam around the top and then start putting the roof together.
That's it's a remarkable accomplishment. Still looking for how long out?
Well, they're telling us March, April of 2023. That's pretty fast, because if you go inside this courthouse and look at it, you'll think, you know, looks worse than if a bomb went off in it. But once they get a roof on it, they can do a lot on the interior that you don't see.
Well, the county commissioners meeting, what did we do there?
In the commissioners meeting, we discussed our new redistricting process that's going to be put before us. We have a law firm hired that is handling our redistricting, and according to them, our population actually has gone down from the 2010 census, which was around 4,120. Now they project we have around 3,953 persons in the county, but some of them have moved around in different areas, so we may have a couple of precincts that may change, and we need to get our redistricting done. So we're supposed to set up a special commissioner's court meeting with those folks and go forward with checking, seeing if we're going to have to do redistricting here for Mason County. And then we also have worked with our subdivision group, trying to get a special meeting going with our realtors and others, and developing our subdivision regulations. And then we are also working with purchasing the ambulances and the other equipment that we're using our ARPA funds for. We hope to get the first new ambulance in here towards the end of November.
The other sort of news from the county court these days is that you announced that you're not planning to run for a re-election.
Lynn, it's been the best job I've ever had, and I've done everything from dug post holes to shoeing horses to teaching ag, and I love the teaching part for 33 years as a school teacher, but this county judge position is one that the people of Mason County put me into years ago. This is my fifth term. I've been very, very fortunate. I've never had an opponent in running, but next year will be my 20th year here. I want to make sure that we get everything going on the courthouse, get stuff working forward with it. But I'm not a spring chicken anymore. When you're 75 years old, you can see the end of the road is a lot closer than it was when you were 25. So, yes, I'm planning on retiring after I finish this term. I did announce that in the paper, and I'm hoping that those people that are interested in this position, if they're ready, they can come forward and make their application either to the Republican or Democratic Party chairpersons.
And that you will, if I recall, you don't plan to leave office until the term is up at the end of next year.
Well, I would like to. I'd probably leave tomorrow if I thought everything would be good, but I think I'm going to just hang around on it until I just really and want to make sure that we get everything going forward with the courthouse. Plus, we have other projects going, too. We're trying to get our airport rehab done. We've got some things we're going to do to the old historical building, and I've got a lot of eggs in my basket, and I want to make sure that we don't break any of them, but we all make an omelet out of them instead of dropping them on the sidewalk. And you know, of course, there'll be a lot of changes here in the county, too, because not only myself looking at retiring, but our wonderful treasurer, Polly McMillan, who is also another ex-Bradyite, she's been here a little longer than I have. She's looking forward to retiring at the end of this term and staying with her grandkids and visiting her family and being at more family time. And then we had an announcement from Commissioner Stephen Mutink. He's one of the commissioners that I appointed after Eldon Copeman passed away. He indicated that he is going to retire after this term. He's commissioner in Precinct 4. And then Commissioner Will Fry had notified us last week, too, that he did not intend to run again. And he is the commissioner of Precinct 2, and I appointed Commissioner Fry after we lost Commissioner John Fleming several years ago. So we could have a new group of four coming into the county. It's up for grabs.
Okay. Well, everybody wishes you the best.
Thank you, Lynn. You don't know how much I appreciate this and the people that I know in Brady. It's just amazing that growing up there and the people that still remember me and the times that I'll run into someone over at Brady or Walmart or somewhere and they say, hey, I listened to you on the radio. And I said, yeah, thanks to KNEL for that.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.